This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. 2 days after it first struck Florida, Tropical Storm Frances continues to torment the state. At least 2 people have been killed. More than 5 million people have lost power. The storm is located over the Gulf of Mexico and is expected to make a second landfall on the Florida Panhandle later today. Frances initially came ashore as a Category 2 hurricane on the state's Atlantic coast. Residents of that area have begun to assess the damage, as NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
For the first time since the start of the holiday weekend, people in Fort Pierce, Florida, have begun to emerge from their hurricane shelters. Many spent 36 hours or more in boarded-up houses waiting for Frances to make its excruciatingly slow pass over their city. Only yesterday did the winds and rain finally subside enough for some residents to start cleaning up. Rick Howell arrived at his tire dealership yesterday to find much of the building destroyed. He worked in a heavy rain trying to salvage his inventory and secure what's left of his business.
The roof is let loose, came off, blew the bay doors out, blew the front glass out of the front windows. It's going to take a lot of work to get it back in shape.
What did you think when you pulled up on that this morning?
My eyes got wide. But could have been worse. Nobody got hurt.
Fort Pierce on Florida's central coast had some of the worst damage from the hurricane. Howell's building was one of several in town that lost parts of their roofs. Power lines dangle over city streets, traffic signals lie broken on the ground, and floodwater covers shopping center parking lots. In residential neighborhoods, the 100-mile-per-hour winds pulled huge palm and ficus trees out of the ground. Nancy Coleman's landscaping was reduced to a pile of broken fronds and branches.
My backyard is covered. It looks like a jungle. It's going to be a long haul picking up the neighborhood.
Still, many people here on Florida's East Coast consider themselves lucky that the storm wasn't worse. By the time it made landfall, Frances had weakened from a Category 4 hurricane to a Category 2. That spared the region from the kind of catastrophic damage that Hurricane Charley caused on Florida's Gulf Coast last month. Just south of Fort Pierce in Martin County, emergency management spokeswoman Jackie Williams says Frances was less destructive than she had feared.
One of the reasons we may have not so much damage is that the eye was 3 hours long. It was huge, which is very, very unusual. Well, that's 3 hours that we didn't have wind and we didn't have water. So that helped us a little bit.
Williams says the biggest problem in the county now is the lack of electricity. The storm pulled down wires and snapped utility poles, leaving just about every Martin County resident in the dark.
We have 75,000 people without electricity, and I heard a figure that that's 98% of the electricity use, so that means 2% have it somewhere. Where that is, I don't know.
All told, utility companies say some 5 million Floridians are without power, including most of the coastal population from West Palm Beach to Melbourne. Yesterday, Nathan Anderson tried to make the best of the situation. He sat on the front porch outside a dark house, watching over a generator that was powering his refrigerator and a charcoal grill that was cooking hot dogs for dinner. He says he's been stuck in the boarded-up house with family and friends since Thursday.
There's 9 of us in the house with 9 pets, and everybody's at each other's throats. They got a 24-hour curfew on. They won't let anybody leave. You know, it's pretty bad right now. Tensions are high.
Anderson says everybody in the house is eager to get outside, get their electricity back, and resume their normal lives. But that may not happen as soon as they'd like. Another storm, Hurricane Ivan, is moving across the Atlantic on a path similar to the one Frances took. Anderson says he plans to keep his windows boarded up, just in case Ivan comes to Central Florida. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Fort Lauderdale.